From NPR News, it's Morning Edition. I'm Steve Inskeep. A Colorado man says petroleum companies owe the United States government $400 billion, and he's spending millions of his own fortune to prove his point. Jack Reinberg says dozens of companies have been stealing natural gas from wells drilled on federal land. He's filed a lawsuit, and soon a Wyoming judge will decide if that case will be allowed to continue. NPR's Jeff Brady has this profile of Reinberg and his lawsuit.
Jack Reinberg works out of a cluttered corner office in a Denver suburb. From the looks of it, you'd never know he's made a lot of money discovering oil and gas deposits all over the world. The decor is a bit dated, and the hallways are lined with files and papers sitting on the floor. Frankly, it looks a bit like a war zone, and in some ways it is. But the battlefield is the courtroom.
Well, I guess you can say I've been a fighter ever since I was a kid. I'm a Holocaust survivor. At the age of 12, I carried a gun in the forests of Belarus in the partisans, fighting the Nazis.
This is how Reinberg typically introduces himself, but he quickly turns to the bulk of his life in the oil and gas industry. For most of those decades, he's been in the courtroom as much as he's been in the field. Reinberg claims that the petroleum industry has a habit of stealing from well owners like himself.
Litigation is the only way to do it in the United States in a free democratic society. There's no other way.
You're not well liked in some parts of the industry, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
That's understatement. I think I'm hated.
Reinberg's success in court is mixed, but he has won multi-million-dollar settlements. Most of the cases are against the pipeline companies that transport gas from wells to the market. Those companies measure the volume and heating content of the gas and then send a check to the well owner. But Reinberg says they often undermeasure both of those things.
They steal approximately 30% of the natural gas produced.
Reinberg has compiled a list of more than a dozen ways that he claims the pipelines steal gas. For example, he says companies put unnecessary bins in pipes and other obstructions just before the point where a probe measures how much heat the gas can produce. He says that pushes the heavier hydrocarbons toward the wall of the pipe, and the probe in the middle can't measure them. The heating content of the gas appears lower than it is, and the well owner is paid less. Many of these wells are on federal land, and Reinberg says he tried to warn the government, but no one would listen.
And I said, these guys are stealing from you. We're studying it. Call back. Call back. We're still studying. Don't call us. We call you. That was in the winter of 92.
A few years later, Reinberg filed a case under the False Claims Act. It allows individuals to file a lawsuit on behalf of the government. If Reinberg is successful, the False Claims Act allows him to keep a portion of the money. Think of him as a corner office bounty hunter. And in this case, we're talking about a lot of money.
$35 billion, subject to triple damages, subject to mandatory penalties. They all add up to over $400 billion.
And the False Claims Act allows the person who reports it to get somewhere between 15% and 30%, I think you would automatically become the richest person in the world.
I don't think so, but I intend to give it to charity.
Reinberg later modified that statement. He would recover his legal costs first. He claims to have spent $20 million so far, and he'd use some of the money to do more oil and gas exploration. That is, if he ever saw any money at all. A resolution to the case likely is a long way off. Patrick Burns is with the False Claims Act Legal Center.
Mr. Reinberg is essentially David engaged in a war, not with one Goliath, but with an army of Goliaths.
Look at the list of defendants: Shell, Unocal, Conoco, Kerr McGee.
The oil and gas companies have unlimited resources to put into litigation, slowing down discovery. They can hire law firm after law firm after law firm.
And so far, that's exactly what they've done. Reinberg filed his lawsuit in 1997. 9 years later, the court hasn't even begun to weigh the merits of his arguments. So far, both sides are still fighting over whether Reinberg has the right to file the case and whether the lawsuit even qualifies under the False Claims Act. The defendants and their lead attorney wouldn't comment for this story. NPR also contacted academic experts and industry consultants, but they also declined to comment, some citing Reinberg's litigious history as a reason. Greinberg says he can hold on as long as the companies want to drag this out. If he dies, he says his children will take over the case. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.